What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with our PGA contenders for the Zurich Classic. Coming off of a passable heritage? I got one right. Matt Kuchar. Welcome to the top 20, everybody. I'll take what I can get, but what I need you to do right now, Ben, is explain to everybody what's going on in the Zurich.
Yeah, that could take a while. So this is a unique event. It is a team event. We've got 82-man teams. They will be playing two guaranteed rounds. Then there will be a cut, and then two more. The difference, one amongst many, we're going to start out Thursday. Everyone plays their own ball. Foursome style. So you're going to get your opportunities to rack it up. Friday is alternate shots. So you hit, then your partner hits. So that's the thing. Clearly the scores on Thursday are going to be very low, because if one guy makes a 15 and your partner makes a three, well, you get a three for the team, and that's all that matters. So this is a weird one, Josh. I'm really interested to see how you look at this when you make your bets. Are you going off one guy carrying the load, or are you looking for teams that are very balanced?
I think I'm a little bit more balanced, and I have some notes for that, so I think we'll be able to talk about it in a little bit. I guess I'm going to get us started, but before we do that, please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell, all that good stuff. We're bringing you guys the goods every single week. The least you guys could do is a thumbs up and a subscribe, because we're putting this content out every single week. You don't want to miss it.
I'll tell the audience, I'll give the audience a little peek behind the curtain. Sometimes I know who you're going to take and vice versa. This time I have absolutely no idea. We do not know each other's picks today. I'm going to get mine started here at 16-1, Bubba Watson and Scottie Scheffler to win the tournament. Rahm and Palmer are the defending champ. Cantlay and Xander, I think, are the best team, even with Cantlay's struggles. But I think this is a pretty good number for two guys that are playing quality golf. Bubba is someone certainly has experience in match play. We've seen that time and time again. His season's been hit or miss, but he's, you know, a very aggressive driver. And Scottie Scheffler is just a player. I think we know that at this point. These guys can go very low. And at the same time, I think alternate shot will suit their game. So looking at where they're at, again, the odds always dictate what I want to do. You're getting a pretty good number there at 16-1. You know, that's more than double what you're getting off Rahm and Palmer and Xander and Cantlay. So one of the favorites at 16-1, that's good enough to get my card started.
Not bad. Not bad, Bubba and Scheffler. I can't say anything too crazy there. I'm going a little bit chalkier here, but I'm not going all the way to the real chalk. I'm going to the second chalk, I guess you could say. Give me Cantlay and Xander plus 800. Look, I think they are actually the best combination in this tournament. I know that Rahm has the odds lead. I'm not entirely sure I agree with it, other than the fact that they're defending champs. Look, Xander's having an incredible year, other than a blip at the Players. T3 at the Masters. I think he's a top five golfer in the world. He's actually been better from a strokes gained perspective in 2021 than he even was in 2020, which is pretty hard to do considering he was fantastic in 2020. And I don't think that Cantlay is that far behind, although he is coming in ultra cold. Missed the cut in three out of his last four, including the past 2 weeks. Missed at Augusta, missed at Heritage. The off the tee game has been fine, but the putter hasn't been ideal over the last month. And I'm not entirely, well, one, I think that might just be a blip. Two, I don't know if that even matters all that much in this specific type of tournament. So to me, I'm getting two top 10 golfers in the world, and I think that they actually are the best combination, and I'm getting their odds slightly better than that. So I'm crossing my fingers that Cantlay can kind of right the ship off of what he's been doing as of late.
I don't know how I feel about that, I'll be honest. It's very okay. Interesting. They are the most talented pairing. I don't know how you even push back on that long term. That is one with Cantlay. I'm very interested to see how they play given these struggles. We've never seen Cantlay struggle like this. Not that it's been immense. All right, so picked an outright. My top five that I'm about to give you is the same odds as my outright, also 16-1. Naturally, this is a much worse pairing, and this is a wild one. I'm going to Peter Uihlein and Richie Wierenski. And those are two names that obviously aren't going to stand out a ton, but they are doing some things that I like. One, the interesting thing, and I'm not going to say it's as easy as, oh, guys who desperately need status, they just play well here. But I will say the Zurich counts like any other win. And for guys like this, someone like Peter Uihlein, it could be a game changer. More importantly than that, he's just playing very good golf. it's against lesser competition on the Korn Ferry Tour, but he is coming off a straight win last week. He won the event, and that is obviously what I want to see. You look at him, he's an elite putter, he's got some pedigree, and he's been just playing quality golf when he's gotten starts. He was 22nd at Corrales a couple weeks ago as well. Richie Wawrinski has shown that he can hang in PGA Tour events. We have seen that. Now, similar to Cantlay, only in this regard, he's been struggling as well. He's coming off a string of missed cuts, three straight, but he was fourth at API back in March. And I think these guys do pair well. If Wawrinski's irons can get going, Peter Uihlein is a great putter. Top five, 16 to 1. There's only 80 teams, so this is a type of team I think can get in the mix.
That is a really good number for top five, to get it at that same sort of odds as your outright. So I actually like that. And look, you can win them both. I'm actually not setting myself up for the clean sweep.
I'm going for it. I'm going for the wheel.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Okay, so this was the one that I thought we could potentially overlap on. I knew that there was no chance that you had my original pick. That was just a complete zero to me. So I'm also going to the outright market again. 33 to 1. Max Homa, Taylor Gooch. So it's been a kind of weird season for Homa. Tied for 7th at Pebble, 1 at Genesis, T10 at API, but missed the cut at the Players, missed the cut at the Masters. He just, other than that round at the Genesis, or the tournament at the Genesis where he actually won, he hasn't seemed to be able to put together like every facet of the game. There's always one of the pieces don't seem to be there. Now on the opposite side, Gooch has made 5 straight cuts. He was tied for 5th at the Players. These guys are both positive in all strokes gained categories. So putting, around the green, approach, off the tee. Both guys are positive in all of those for this season. To me, I really like that balance now, mostly because from what I saw from Homa, he seems to be missing a piece of the game every time that he's out there. I like the balance, though, overall, and I think that they can fill into each other's weaknesses that pop up this week pretty nicely. And at 3,300, like, that's a pretty, I like that number. It's significantly more value than I'm getting. Well, maybe not value. Maybe that's not the right word. But obviously a significantly better betting number than I'm getting in my first run with Cantlay and Xander.
So yeah, that's a good, very solid team. That's what we've kind of talked about on the DFS side a lot in our content so far this week. Do you want a team where you got one alpha and one guy trying to play catch up, or do you want balanced? And here, I think maybe Homa gets the nod a little, but there's no reason that Taylor Gooch couldn't be the reason that these guys break through here. So I do like that, and I see the merit to that. I'm taking that same strategy, except I think it's better suited for like a top 10. And that's what I'm doing here with Brandon Grace and HV3, Harold Varner. It's only plus 300, but to me, they are a truly balanced team that is playing quality golf, both of them. Grace broke through and won earlier this year. Varner was 2nd just last week. When I look at these teams, I think a lot of teams have a lot of question marks in terms of, did the skill sets mesh? Does the skill sets gel? These two, I think, really do complement each other, and that's something that I want to look for. And we just talked about with your guys, I think both of them have an opportunity to be the reason that these guys get in the mix this week. So with the form, everything checks out. Plus 300, obviously, I wanted a little more, but I do think with only 80 teams, you know, if you make the cut this week, there's not that many teams you're competing with. This is a very difficult cut to make. Less than half the teams will make it, most likely. So I'm going to go with them at plus 300 and hopefully just give a little boost to the betting card.
All right. So I've been pretty regularly going to like a top 20 bet in this range, something in that plus 300 area. And it's been going pretty well for me. I can't complain. You know, got the last one this week with Kuchar. I didn't really see anything in that sort of market. So I'm going in a very different direction. I'm cheering actively against golfers for this tournament.
That's the best.
Plus 275 to miss the cut, Mark Leishman and Cam Smith. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. This one makes me incredibly nervous. Smith playing the best golf of his life. He has 6 straight top 20s, but he's been pretty average off the tee. So I'm hoping that is a bit of an issue. He's running a little hotter than he truly should be. Now, Leishman has been fully boom bust. He's missing a couple cuts. Then he gets a T5 at the Masters. He's negative strokes gained off the tee in 21. So like that stands out to me as something decent. My problem is I didn't want to take three outrights because then I'm just competing against myself. And I didn't see enough value in the rest of the markets that anything stood out to me the way that it normally does. So I, the curmudgeon that I am going to actively cheer against Mark Leishman and Cam Smith this week.
So you're just straight hating. That's a straight hater bet. And yes. I respect that.
I love it.
I love to anti-sweat more than I like to root for my own players. I am going to pull the actual win, top five and top 10 wheel. And then you will see a whole new me next week. But this is good. This is a unique tournament for betting and for DFS. I like a change of pace in golf. I know it's not ideal with so many questions, but there's opportunities here. And I feel very good about this.
I'm excited. I'm really excited to cheer against Leishman and Smith, more so than every other bet that I have here, even though it's the lowest odds.
Those are the best.
This is way more fun, especially if it's close and I get to cheer for like a specific event. Like, oh, cool. I need them to, I don't know, maybe on a Friday, it's actually just like par the final hole and not birdie it. But to cheer against them is going to be incredibly satisfying. So I'm hoping if this goes well, rest assured, there's another miscut bet coming in our next video. I'm going to be the guy that only bets on miscuts.
That could be your thing. You could create a niche.
Everybody needs one. Everybody needs one. That's it, everybody. That's all we've got for you. One last reminder, please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell. This is the PGA Contenders. We are here every single week bringing you our best golf bets. We love it. Do you know where we are next week?
I do, because just to give people a little, I just did the golf show. So I know we are back to Florida with Valspar. We're going to Copperhead. It's going to be a difficult one. But you know what? We're going to stack some winners up here, and we will see you guys then.
There we go. Paint cans on the tee box, baby. We'll see you in a week.